Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I think this will be the most comfortable Chiefs game for fans since the Saints Monday Night Football game. I really believe that. And the thought is, and I understand Myles Garrett, everybody's terrified of Myles Garrett, and we know the tackle situation. Part of it is, man, the Chiefs have been dealing with this tackle situation all year. Like, this isn't suddenly out of nowhere. And Myles Garrett is terrific. They've also faced some amazing pass rushers throughout the year. I just think we have overinflated what the Cleveland Browns are. We just have, and the Chiefs are not going to go the entire season.
They're a three-win football team.
They're a three-win football team. For all the talk about the Chiefs not covering seven straight, the Browns with Jameis Winston are 2-7 against the spread this week. This season. The Chiefs are four-point favorites, if you're wondering. I think something has to give here. The Chiefs don't force turnovers. Jameis does nothing but turn the ball over. Five picks in the last couple of weeks.
I know, but I think there's probably more games where Jameis didn't turn the ball over than the Chiefs got a turnover. But they have 10 the entire year. They don't take the ball
away. Too many people watched the Thursday night snowy game in Cleveland 3 weeks ago where they upset the Steelers and just assume that that's just like now Cleveland's a good football team. I'm sorry. Like I just disagree. Like something's got to give here. It's starting to get into December when Mahomes is at his best. And we acknowledge that that's what they've been. They've now played back-to-back games where it's 19-17. Like, this is now the third game back for Pacheco. I'm not saying they're winning by 20 points. No. I'm saying they're
going to... I don't know how you can predict that anymore.
But they're going to cover for the first time in seven games. They're going to win this thing by 6-plus or so. I think this will be the least stressful Chiefs game we've had since the Saints game in Week 5.
Okay, look, obviously, I would much rather be wrong on this one and that you are right. And that would make me feel quite a bit better. The reason why I think that this game will be incredibly close is the obvious one. The Cleveland Browns are the number one pass, pressure rate team in the entire NFL. Yep. Number one. You got to think about that.
Sure.
And that is the direct Chiefs weakness. Sometimes for me, it's not about the quality of the team, but the way that they line up against you.
Of course.
For instance, I think Denver is a very bad matchup for Kansas City, a worse matchup than some better teams than them. Because of what they do and what Benito did and what they do defensive and offensive line. So the Chiefs aren't good at getting pressure, and the Denver Broncos have the number one offensive line in the league this year. So that lines up poorly and causes another issue. I think it's going to be close because I think the Chiefs are going to have a really hard time with pressure. The way in which I think it goes the way you're talking is if the Chiefs, for the first time in month and a half, 2 months, run it.
Yep.
And I mean run it a lot. Because Cleveland is a mediocre to bad run-stop team despite their ability to get a pass rush. And so if they decide to actually commit to the run, we might be having a different conversation.
Yeah, I think they can run.
I haven't seen them do that in a long time, which means I think they'll fade back, get under pressure, and it's going to be hard-earned passing yards against Myles Garrett and others. I think they're going to get sacked a few times again, which I think inevitably leads to another close game. Do I think they're going to lose? No. But do I think this game is going to be dangerously close against a three-win team? Yeah, I kind of do.
I just, it's getting later on in the year, and I think after Buffalo lost and seeing where things are at in the playoff picture, and there's something to be said when we've heard Mahomes and Chris Jones talk about the early bye week and how this stretch of games is brutal. I think they recognize they go out and handle their business against Cleveland, then the worry about the rest, a lot of that goes away. You know, there's a chance Buffalo loses this weekend as well. And there might be a quick reward coming for this team. If, you know, not that they're not putting in effort these other weeks, but if they can handle Cleveland, there's light at the end of the tunnel in terms of, hey, we know we got a bye week coming like that. I mean, I really believe the Chiefs don't get upset this weekend by Cleveland, because I think the Bills are going to lose. I think that the number one seed is over, and the Chiefs can be in a much better position heading into Houston and Pittsburgh. And so I think there's something to be said for that. I hear you on the matchup at the defensive line versus the Chiefs O-line. That's been the story this entire year. I get it. And we can say Myles Garrett's going to wreck the game. I've seen plenty of other teams wreck the game already. There is a certain degree. Myles Garrett's the best pass rusher they have seen yet.
They've had even mediocre pass rushers wreck a game.
I guess what I'm saying is, like,
they're not good enough to make it close.
Well, just to what, I mean, at some point, like, you're maxed out. Like, they're not sacking Mahomes every, he's not getting sacked 20 times. Like, so I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like, other teams we've been like, man, they're wrecking havoc. Oh my gosh, they don't have an answer. Like, Myles Garrett's not getting 7 sacks in the game. Like, so there's still a limit to what it does. And the Chiefs, I believe, if they are willing to run the football, will have success there. Most of my logic, Cody, is on the Browns offensive side, where we know the Chiefs have given up yardage, but they're not giving up points. This is a Browns team that, you know, not that long ago, everybody has the Steelers game from Thursday night in the back of their mind. And
yeah.
I want to remind you, they just got beat up
and
pretty
good.
And
they got the Ravens earlier in the year. They get some good
teams
sometimes.
They also lost like 35-10 or something to the Saints this year, too. I mean, this is still a three-win football team. And Jameis is going to give the ball up. One thing the Chiefs defense has not been doing, as we've discussed, is turning the ball or getting takeaways. So all of a sudden, if this defense, Cody, that's not giving up a ton of points, that's giving up long drives, all of a sudden, if they're getting a turnover or two in a game, and to me, they're going to on Sunday based on Jameis's track record, that changes the entire dynamic of this game being close the way these other games have. When they've been winning 19-17, have they really turned the ball over much? No,
they've actually been protecting the ball quite a bit better. We talked about that, funny enough, in the tweet about Patrick Mahomes' performance over the last seven games versus the first 6 games versus the last 7 games. Look, they're Jekyll and Hyde. I'm not here to tell you there's a reason why they are a 3-win football team. But they, in the last 6 games, they have beaten the Ravens and beaten the Steelers.
Yep.
But they've also gotten their ass kicked by the Chargers, ass kicked by the Saints, an absolute shootout against Denver. Because that's the other part, too. Because you'd be like, hey, the Chiefs defense is where they're going to take advantage of this. And they lost that game to Denver. I'm not, again, not saying the Chiefs won't win. But Denver was the number 2 rated scoring defense in the NFL going into that Browns game. Jameis is just one of those guys that I think it's kind of hard to predict what his offensive output is going to be. Because if he's just on one, he will put up a lot of points. Now, he had 497 passing yards and 4 touchdowns in that game. But to your point, he also threw 3 picks. I just think it's a matchup issue. Like, they're bad on the offensive line. That's the only thing. That might be the only thing that the Cleveland Browns do well. And the only thing they might do well on defense is get a big play. That's been the weakness for the Chiefs. I think it's just a close game because of this team doesn't line up well with you. There are teams who do things well that line up better with the things you do well. Like, I fear less the teams that, like, can run it with anybody. Oh, no, here comes a Kyle Shanahan team, and anybody can run for, not last night, but anybody can run for 200 yards with them. I don't care. They've always fared well. Oh, no, here comes Derrick Henry. Oh, no, doesn't matter. That's how they do the job. Teams that, like, get big plays because their quarterback is a fearless psychopath, I don't like that.
There's the other part. We'll get into it, I know, in about 15 minutes or so. We know Chiefs have struggled, or about 20 minutes, I should say. We know the Chiefs have struggled against tight ends. David Njoku hasn't practiced in a couple weeks. That's another area. It's like, all of a sudden, weapon-wise for Jameis Winston, you're getting down to Jerry Jeudy and who else? You know, and Jerry Jeudy and Winston have a nice connection going, and that's where the Trent McDuffie matchup is going to be fun to watch. Between those two. So we'll see. We know the Chiefs are only playing close games all year. I'm not trying to push back on, like,
you're just saying it's going to be comfortable. They'll be up 10 in the fourth.
I think it's the first time since week 5 where it's going to be a comfortable game for Chiefs fans. And it'll be, I think everybody deserves it. It's been a bit. And I think that's going to happen. And people are just overinflating Cleveland, in my opinion, for reminder what kind of football team they've.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.